Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to our first show of November 2019. And I know lots of people say it, but I can't believe it's already November. But to start today's show, I'd like to thank everyone who participated in the free raffle in regard to Angel Healing House's 16th anniversary. Now, all you needed to do was to send me an email detailing your experience with myself, my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and your experience with Angel Healing House over the last 16 years, and you went into the free drawing. And right before the show, I put everyone's name into a hat, and the name that came up was, drum roll please, it was Donna Weinstein Schechter. Congratulations, you have won a free 2-hour session with myself. Very comprehensive intuitive counseling. We look at your life from a higher perspective, angel reading, and the Reiki healing. This is normally a 2-hour session priced at $400, but for you, for participating and being the winner, it's completely free. And I will be contacting you after the show to schedule your appointment. Thank you, everyone, once again, who participated. Now, I also want to share an absolutely beautiful review that I received for my newly launched audiobook of my number one Amazon International best-selling book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. It was only launched last week or last 10 days, and I've already gotten some beautiful reviews. This reviewer entitled her review, I Needed This. And she writes, after recently ending a volatile and abusive relationship, I found myself broken and confused while trying to make sense of this traumatic experience. This book not only provided me with comfort and lulled me to sleep on the nights where flashbacks robbed me of my peace, it also helped me to make sense of it all and release the pain. This book is definitely not a one-time read, as it is a reference, growth, and comfort material. So thank you very much. That comes from Hamida in Los Angeles, California. to purchase and download your audiobook of One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, please do visit Amazon, type in One True Home audiobook, and it will appear on audible.com, or you can just go to audible.com. So now that we have entered into the energies of November, it's time for all of us to create space for new possibilities and opportunities. You know, there has really never been a better time to finally bring closure to these triggers and the reactions in order to reinvent ourselves so that we can enter 2020 in the most clear and joyous state, because we know that everything is energy and what we have inside of us will then be like a beacon of light that goes out and will create our realities. And you know what? In regard to being able to be completely free of feeling triggered, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. How would you like to arrive at a family holiday lunch dinner in a state of peace and calm without being triggered and without being reactive to anyone or anything this year? Well, it sounds pretty good to me. How would you like to go through the holidays this year completely stress-free, no matter what happens? And how would you like to have the clarity and the direction and feel an overwhelming sense of being alive, inspired to create your best life in 2020? Well, to help you achieve all of the above, do take advantage of the oft-times miraculous, transformative, revealing Angel Healing House sessions, which for the holidays in the month of November 2019, I am discounting these comprehensive two-hour sessions to only $200. But to take advantage of this discount, your session must be booked and prepaid in the month of November 2019. You can call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716. Call that number to book and prepay for your half-price session on all on intuitive counseling, angel readings, and the Reiki energy healing that are now only $200. Normally, they are $400. And you know, everyone, the timing of these healing sessions could not be more perfect as we head into the holiday season when so many people will be traveling to be together with their families. Now, the Posse of Angels knows that there may be tears of joy reuniting with our loved ones, but there may also be tears of resentment and bitterness and frustration for those who find it a great strain to be with their families at this time of the year. So the Posse of Angels wish to address this in their topic today, healing family relationships. Many times our relationships with our biological families are the hardest to deal with, as they are often laden with the heavy burden of blame and seeing ourselves as victims. Now, the Posse of Angels says that there are several higher reasons for so many of us returning and reconnecting with family. You know, by returning to our birth families, many of us are able to experience just how much our attitudes to our families have changed, as many of us are now living a life of non-judgment, peace, and pure love. Also, by visiting our families, it does give us a chance to bring into divine alignment anything that remains which is not of unconditional love and forgiveness. You know, with so many awakened and conscious people having cleared their issues, we have allowed ourselves to detach from family members' stories, their self-imposed tragedies, and oft-times repeating dramas by detaching and allowing our family members to live their own lives and walk their own journey. We love them for exactly where they choose to be and their decisions. Now, having done so, many of us have transcended the need for blame and seeing ourselves as victims. Now, in addition, many have enlightened to the knowledge that we're truly not here to teach anybody anything, including our families, on how to act or to instruct them on what they need to be more spiritual. Now, with clear-eyed awareness, many of us have now taken responsibility for our contribution to the perpetuation of separation and negative emotions that we might have held for family members. Now, having done the above, we have taken back our power by choosing to be loving, peaceful, and happy rather than choosing to be right. We've chosen to come back home to who we are, which is our divine, eternal nature. And because many of us have chosen to come home to ourselves, we choose to literally go back home to our family roots. And no matter what the reason for the reunion, it does present us with a deeper meaning for us returning. I want to tell you about a client of mine. Her name was Mary. She experienced what it felt like to return to her family this past year. Now, this is not her real name, but let's call her Mary. Mary had revealed to me that growing up as the only girl in her family with two brothers had been very, very difficult. In the religion and the culture in which she was raised, her mother and father praised the sons and virtually did not recognize or listen to their daughter. It was voiced that education would be wasted on her, as she was such a pretty girl, and they knew that she would be married off to someone rich and have children. And while Mary was not against marriage or having children, she grew up deeply sad that her talent of writing was not encouraged, and she was not praised like her brothers, putting all her efforts into her looks. Mary made the decision to get the recognition of her parents by marrying a wealthy man. And she had children, and she went on to live many years of being subjected to his abuse. After she had divorced, she decided that even though her family did not honor her talent of writing, she would honor herself, and she began to write books. In the following years, she would force herself to go home for visits, but only from a sense of duty. On the days before her departure, she would get agitated as she would begin to experience a heavy feeling sitting on her chest of either being judged by her family, for divorcing, or not being listened to. And every time she visited, her feelings were like a premonition. They were a self-fulfilling prophecy that had her filled with rage and hurt at her parents' blatant disregard for her feelings and her efforts as they praised her older brothers. Now, through our intuitive counseling together, Mary could clearly see why she had chosen certain souls to be her parents. She also saw, because of her own actions in previous incarnations, why she had chosen her parents' contrasting characteristics to help strengthen and challenge some aspect of her life's lessons for her to grow spiritually. Through our sessions together, Mary became empowered to respect her talents as a writer, and she signed with a literary agent. With renewed enthusiasm, she finished her first novel. It was some time later that she joyously phoned to tell me that a publishing house was going to publish her book. It was an absolute dream come true for her. She decided that since it had been such a long time since she'd seen her family, that she would return home for a visit. Now, on her journey home, she found herself getting so excited to finally prove to her family that she was a recognized writer. Sitting with her family, she excitedly told them what she had accomplished, as she had kept the knowledge of publishing of her book a secret from them. The only thing that her mother said was, "You know, your brother is a brilliant writer. Why doesn't he get a literary agent?" You know, everyone, it was in that moment that Mary realized that what her mother said, or what she did not say, no longer had any effect on her. With our healing work, she was no longer triggered or reactive, and she knew that her mother's words and actions truly had nothing to do with whether she was talented or not, but it was more a reflection of her mother's beliefs and programming to favor her sons, as sons were everything in their culture. In that instant, when Mary realized that she no longer needed anyone else's recognition of her talents, she smiled, knowing that she was no longer needy and dependent on her family's approval. In fact, she later told me, for the rest of the visit, that she was now able to see her family through the eyes of God. Because she was no longer reactive, she saw her family as lovely, divine souls with their own free will, who could create and make choices along their own journey in life. And instead of being judgmental, bitter, resentful, and angry, Mary chose to bless her parents and respect where they chose to be on the path of their own spiritual journey. Turning the mirror back on herself, Mary remembered that it took her to the age of 42 to awaken to who she truly is. Mary let go of judgment on how her parents should act and allowed them the same freedom of choice that she had on whether to enlighten. By surrendering judgment, she stopped blaming others and using them as an excuse for not honoring her God-given talents. She started to live through her divine, eternal nature and her unlimited power within. Mary said that her trip back to her family was not so much about reuniting with them, but more so of reuniting with herself. For the reflection of her family showed that she had connected with her power within to choose what path she wished to follow without asking anyone if she was worthy or deserving enough or capable of stepping forward to her dream of becoming a published author. So, if you find yourself reuniting with your family and you do find it trying and difficult, here are some helpful hints. Now, firstly, my angelic family, the posse of angels, wish for you to know that everyone, and they truly do mean everyone without exception, that is in your biological family, you carefully chose those specific souls to be a part of the contract for your present incarnation. And you did this because they agreed to help you with the spiritual growth of your soul. Now, in addition, you chose these family members to have certain characteristics that would help you learn your lessons. And yes, they do mean all, if they were controlling, if they were opinionated, if they were abusive or deceitful, this contrast was what was needed for your soul to learn to stand up and respect yourself and to become empowered. And even though it may be difficult to find out what the presence of someone in our lives means, especially if they have abused us, stolen from us, berated us, when we view it from a higher and angel's perspective, we may see their presence very differently. the Posse of Angels is sharing with us, that we may have been an abusive person in a previous incarnation, and we've chosen someone like an abusive spouse to be in our lives so that we can experience what it feels like firsthand to be abused by another, bringing the feelings of resentment, regret, sadness, bitterness, and anger towards an abuser back into divine alignment of complete unconditional love is certainly not easy. And by doing so, we do not condone what they did in any way. But by choosing to bring our feelings back to love and forgiveness, we learn the lessons of tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness for someone who is so vastly different from us. What this does, it releases any triggers and any reactive behaviors within us. And it creates space for us to experience untold peace and untold happiness as we no longer hold negative energies within, no matter how much we might justify or rationalize why we logically need to hang on to those feelings. The universe only reads energies as positive or negative. It doesn't read rationalization, and it certainly doesn't read justification. Now, the Posse of Angels also wish to share with us that if you are challenged by your family this holiday season, they want you to remember that what another person says or does has nothing to do with you, but it has to do with their own beliefs and programming and the triggers and reactive behaviors that may be consciously or unconsciously steering the ship of your emotional state. Please do not take what a person does or says personally, and remember to bless them for wherever they choose to be along the path of their physical journey. You know, with so many of us having cleared and cleansed our negative emotions, we've come home to living from our divine eternal natures. And because we know that it's always been the power of love that will change our world, we're beginning to see the result of the power of light that so many of us have held for so many years. Coming from a more awakened center, many of us are no longer reactive and have energetically shifted to allow that which is of the purest and utmost truth to be part of our lives. Because we've shifted to only accepting truth, the world around us, and anything that is not truthful, it's being dismantled and the dark is crumbling before our eyes. With the approaching of Thanksgiving, which is the most traveled time of the year, to be with family, the Posse of Angels would like to share that it's important to remember that each relationship is a blessing. As we wrote these people into the contract of our lives, each soul helps us to grow, to challenge us, and many times they provide the contrast that allows us to be more compassionate, more loving, less blaming, non-judgmental, and forgiving. Our family members are wonderful actors in the theater of our lives, and they help us to establish a more truthful existence for ourselves. And in this way, there are no mistakes in relationships, as they are all divine. And when I went to my spirit animal cards for some additional messages, who should come lumbering in but the bear? And when the bear shows up, it's a great sign of our higher self is preparing us for a position of leadership, if only in our own life. And he brings an assurance of renewed power and courage. Bear energy sees us reawakening after a very deep slumber, which often makes his first movements and efforts difficult. But the bear knows that it's time to make movement. Bear represents an individual who is on the cusp of personal transformation, as they emerge from some sort of darkness into the light. He awakens something in us after a time of hibernation that really yearns to grow and experience movement. And with it being Mercury retrograde, Bear may also have arrived at a time of self-examination, as we need to slow down take time out to re-energize and adjust our eyes after our time of hibernation as we get ourselves ready to move forward after this Mercury retrograde that we are going through at the moment. So thank you to Mr. Bear for coming in and giving us those additional messages. Off he lumbers away. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you can call in for free angel readings. That number to call in with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is 1-800-930-2819. And we will see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Today, we've been speaking about healing family relationships, and the relationships we have with our biological families are sometimes the hardest ones to bring back into alignment. Before we get to our callers, I want to remind everyone, as we're going into the holiday season, the gift-giving season, how would you like to give holiday presents of a spiritual nature that will keep on giving way after the holidays? I want to remind everyone of my books. My first book, To the Child in All of Us, is Angels of Faith. This book is was divinely channeled to me, and it is about based on my two near-death experiences, about how we are divine and we do not die. Then there is The One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. This is about my five most important lives and what the heck I did in between those lives when I was in my one true home across the veil. And then the sequel to One True Home is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, as it recounts my angelic walk-in experience and my journey since I walked in. I, Angel Ariel, walked into this body on January 11th of 2003. There's also a guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. So if you want to and you're interested in any of those, please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And they are all available on Amazon, and two of them are available as downloads now from Audible angelicwalkin.com. Also, I wanted to remind everyone that that with our entrance into this new month of November, we've stepped into the energies of the Sagittarius season. Now, in these colder months here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's traditionally a time of huddling around a fire to share stories and pass along the wisdom from generation to generation. With the telling of stories, we would recount our experiences about the past year, and we'd hope for a kind winter, and we'd plan what things we would do differently to have a better year ahead. Two themes that are central to Sagittarius season are hope and faith. And as I've said many times on this program, with hope, anything is possible, even the seemingly impossible. This month of November, we can begin to create, imagine, and visualize a new vision for our new year of 2020. Now, don't get caught up in wanting to know how this is going to happen and come about. Just spend time as we are in this Mercury retrograde, which started on October 31st on Halloween, and it's going to go until November 20th. Spend this time visualizing your 2020, planning what it is that you're going to take inspired action to and create. And wow, we are about to enter a whole new decade. Just think about that. If we look back over the past decade, the past 10 years we just lived, many will be able to see an enormous change that we've experienced. Just imagine what we can create in the next decade. But remember, if this time, November, is not a time to rush anything, it's a time for seeding hope as we sit around that warm hearth, as we get crystal clear about what we wish to achieve. And because the universe only desires what we desire, it will say yes. It will, of course, say yes to our vision, and later on, it will provide the exact details that we need. Now, the Posse of Angels knows that it is human nature to want to jump straight into action without having created a clear vision of what we wish for. It's very important to do what Sagittarius people do, and like me, as my rising sign is Sag, we need to understand the big picture and dream big. Get crystal clear on what you want the next decade and 2020 starting off to look like. Let's go to our callers. And if you would like a free angel reading with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, the number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Hello, Stephanie. How are you? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hello. I can hear you.
Hi. thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I was wondering, I had asked, I think, in the last call about this man that I was interested in, and it was very quick, so I didn't quite hear, I think you were basically not in, but I was wondering if there was more information to help me understand.
About a relationship you're in now?
No, with someone that I met, he actually lives in England, but he's also on like a healing spiritual path, and I feel a connection to him. So I was, I was just sort of curious.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, when
maybe that would be a better match, or you know.
Okay. First of all, I don't remember the conversation because when I'm bringing forth the channel. Messages, they come through me, they don't come from me, and so it's you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah. What they're saying is the reason that you're feeling this way is because this is a soulmate connection. You have, it's triggered some electricity within you, remembrance from a time where you have been together. It could have been as brother and sister. It could have been romantically. You don't really need to know where it's from, but they want you to know that the reason that you're feeling this pull or tug with this person is because they are within your soul family, and that they presented themselves once again to get your attention in some way. Of course, you can't interfere with anybody's free will, so they just want you to become aware that they could figure prominently in your life or not, you know, depending on their free will. But that's the reason that you're feeling this.
Okay. Oh, so it's sort of undecided about what any potential future would be.
Well, that's impossible to realize because this person has their own free will, and all you can do is follow your emotional barometer as to how you feel and what you want to action, but to say that something is going to happen, well, the posse of angels simply cannot do that because a person has free will to change and to go in all kinds of different directions. So, but they're saying,
yeah,
that, you know, to follow your emotional barometer and stay on that course and just see what eventuates.
Okay. Yeah, he told me that he loved me like a month ago, but.
Say that again?
Oh, like a month ago, when I was upset about something that he did, he actually surprised me and said that he respected and loved me. But I didn't really know exactly what he meant by that. And I was sort of in shock. So.
Okay. So maybe it's best for you to ask him. You know, that's the way that, you know, you can gain clarity about that. See what actually he meant by that. So there's no ambiguity on your part as to what he meant. The first card that's coming out for you is the Seven of Pentacles. Now, this is definitely telling me that this is a soulmate relationship, you know, and that something might blossom from this. There is a possibility, but of course you cannot, put your, all your eggs in one basket or your fate totally on this because the other person has free will. There is the Ace of Pentacles there. There's a new beginning, a sunny new beginning. So I would actually ask him, say, remember when you said this, what did you mean by this? Or, strike up a lovely conversation. And then the Nine of Pentacles is telling me that this is going to lead you to feeling more secure about yourself. And so you'll have, as I said, less ambiguity in your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you. I think they're all pentacles. Does that mean anything?
Oh, pentacle, all the pentacles are about abundance. They're about feeling prosperous. They can do with money or material wealth. In this situation, they're telling me about the feeling of abundance inside of you, the more you delve into, you know, being honest with him and then getting the answers that you need. I do have to go to my next caller. Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Yeah,
okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You very much. Okay.
Let's go to Trish. We have Trish from Hollywood. Hello, Trish. How are you?
Good. How are you, Candy? Good to hear your voice.
It's lovely to hear your voice, too. How are you?
I said I'm doing good, but I'm actually not doing very well.
No. No.
I'm having a really hard time. It seems like now is the hardest time.
Yes. I know your situation. I do not know if you'd like to share it with others, but there has been an absolutely horrific
I don't
trauma.
Mind sharing. I don't mind okay. sharing because I all believe right. we all grow from sharing with
yes.
one another.
Yes, if you want to just share a little bit about what has happened.
Well, you know, I lost my 20-year-old daughter 2 weeks before her 21st birthday, and it's been 2 months. And yesterday, basically, my job is saying, like, you're not performing, so we're going to have to let you go. And also, I just feel like my family is not supporting me right now because I just feel because I'm on like a higher vibration than everyone else around me, you know?
Right.
So I'm getting a lot of backlash on that.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing with us your devastating, absolutely devastating experience losing your beautiful daughter. What you need to do most now, Trish, is you need to nourish and you need to nurture yourself. Now, a lot of times we would think in this situation that we would get that nurturing from our family. But if our family is not, as you said, of the same vibrational frequency that we are, a lot of times blame, shame, fault-finding, victimhood, reasons as to why it happened, as opposed to just that nurturance. And in many respects, it actually makes it worse. So they're saying you are the most important piece of all of this at the moment. And if you need to, I'm not saying cut yourself off from your family, but if you need to really, really restrict the time that you spend with them, then that needs to happen. Because it's undermining, with all of your spiritual knowledge that you know, it's undermining everything that you're able to do. Anytime you try to build up your light within you, it's getting knocked out of you. Now, they also want to speak about your job position. This needed to happen. And there was nothing that you could have done to stop it from happening. Because there was something about this position that it was like a coat which has grown too small for you. And you've known this for a while now. But, you know, we get comfortable and we stay in a position, maybe the money's good or we're very good at what we do or all of that. But they said, this is going to open up a wonderful possibility for you to step into.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And I feel that, yes.
Okay, I'm just getting shivers up and down my legs. So they're saying, please, 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 and they're calling you, beloved Trish, your main focus now is you. Take long walks down by the water. They want you to just sit and be. Don't try to figure this out. There was nothing, as I've said, there's nothing that you could have done to stop this, to halt this. There is no guilt. Each and every one of us writes into our contracts as to when we will exit for our soul, for the growth of our soul, for the greatest good of ourselves, and it's so hard to believe the greatest good of others. when something this traumatic and this devastating happens. It's so difficult to find the rationale within it. And we must allow ourselves to be nurtured.
If I hadn't read your books, I don't think I could have gotten through this. Like, it was so, what a blessing. I'm so grateful that, like, I read all of your books before this happened, you know?
Oh.
And I'm just, one of the things that's so hard for me right now is staying in the relationship with, because I have a 16-year-old, and I know you stayed until 22, and I'm just like, she's also elevated, so she's going to college after June. So I'm just like, okay, if I can hang on for 6 months and get her, you know, where she needs to be. But you were like my light. Like, I look at you and then I'm like, okay, I can do that.
You can do this. You can do this. There's no question about it. If we are brought to something like this, then we have the capacity. I know it's so difficult to believe. And it goes in waves. You will never get over this, Trish. You will never. And for those people that say, "Oh, you've grieved long enough. It's time to get." You will never get over this. It's like the ocean. Sometimes the grief is, you go down to the ocean and there's hardly a ripple there, and everything is fine. And then you wake up the next day and you can't even pinpoint why you're feeling like this, and the waves start to crash over you. That's what losing a loved one who we have written into our contract, who is from our soul family, it feels like. It's absolutely gut-wrenching. But they want you to know that you need to nurture you. They're saying, collect rose petals, flowers, throw them in Epsom salt baths, light candles, listen to beauty, make it a conscious thing. Listen to uplifting, beautiful music. Many times the Hertz frequency in classical music, that just lifts and elevates us. And they're saying, please diminish the time that you spend with those people who want to find blame, shame, fault finding, and guilt, and all of these things. I'm going to go to the cards and see what comes out for you. They also, the Posse of Angels, are also saying to you, Trish, you're doing a wonderful job. You're exactly where you need to be. In your grief, they're saying, you're actually being a light for others. I know that's difficult to believe. But the way that you are showing up through this horrendous situation is just, they're saying, it's exemplary.
Actually, someone just told me that on the call. In Martha's Vineyard, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, and I was like not expecting that because I was calling like, ah! I was like, no, you're a light for me.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. There's okay.
Well, I never understood why I was given such great faith.
What was that?
I never understood that, Candy. Like, my mom had great faith, and she instilled that in me, and we just was. But it was even greater, you know. Like, I just felt like, oh, any day, whatever. And I never knew why. Until now.
Yeah.
And I knew that that's why.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I do feel like so positive about her and where she is. It's just like right now trying to keep myself together and keep the life, you know.
Yes. Yes. Know that things are exactly as they need to be. That job that grew too small for you, had to be let go, and also the people there were not of your high resonance.
No,
they were. They just weren't, and that's what they're telling me. You've got the Seven of Wands here. This is a card of rising above everything else. Some people say rising above the competition, but there we don't. We actually, it's an illusion. We do not have any competition. But this is the standing up standing up for yourself and making that time and yourself a priority, and standing in that the nurturance of you is the most important thing right now. And the next one is the Empress, and the Empress is all about fertility. It's about grounding things into the material world. It's creativity. And this is you. I want you to surround yourself with nature as much as possible.
Yes.
Okay. And the third card for you is the Magician card. You are the alchemist. To the greatest one, now they're saying to me, to the greatest of us all, the most horrendous things are given. Because you are going to use this to help so many others.
Yeah.
You are the metaphysician. You are the alchemist. And you can't see it now, but you will turn this into absolute magic to serve yourself on your path and to then serve others. I'll go to one of my fairy cards as we still have time left. You're doing a wonderful job, Trish, an absolutely wonderful job. Please.
Thank you, Candy.
Don't ever think otherwise. Silver is so happy where she is now.
Yeah, I believe
There's no restrictions on her. There's no constrictions on her. She's just like, I don't know whether it's her voice or the posse of angels, but they're saying, I can be here, I can be there, I can be everywhere. You know, it's just like this beam of light that's just pouring out from the heavens. And she's having so much fun being in her one true home. Okay.
Her godmother keeps seeing a bird, and then her best friend who lost a child in South Africa.
Yeah.
Older child is like, Mama, Mama, I've never seen this bird before. And it was the same bird.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They sent me the pictures, like, and that to me was like,
she's flying. She's absolutely flying free. Your card is called Into the Woods. That's the photo of it. And this is for you. You're a stranger in a strange land. You're feeling uncertain. You're in a transition zone. But what this is doing is this is creating new experiences for you to then take this forth into the next decade and be open to how you're going to mesh this all together to be of service to the divine inside of you and then to go out and help humanity. I hope that's been helpful for you, Trish. I love you. God bless you.
It has been, Candy, and I love you so much. You are such an inspiration. I'm so grateful that I read your books and got to meet you and just feel your spirit. I just love you so much.
Take care, beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, thank you. And I will be the winner of the 16th anniversary raffle draw is Donna Weinstein Schechter. I will be calling you after the show or Facebook messaging you that you have won. Thank you to everyone. Do remember that in November 2019, there are half-price intuitive counseling, angel reading, Reiki healing sessions. All of those are in a two-hour package for the discounted price of $200. They're normally $400. So get on the phone, get ringing so you can get one of those spots. And as always, everyone, I'm wishing you a beautiful week. Go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I'll speak with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye. Mm-hmm.